This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday the Republican-led Senate will vote this week on COVID-19 relief legislation after negotiations with Democrats broke off last month. Senate Republicans' $500 billion proposal released Tuesday would fund unemployment insurance, child care, and coronavirus testing. But the proposal has almost no chance of passing in the Democratic-led House of Representatives. Congressional Democrats said the vote was political gamesmanship ahead of the November 3rd presidential election. Meanwhile, millions of workers remain unemployed in the United States. Some U.S. employers have called back those who were laid off during mandatory business shutdowns earlier this year. But other hard-hit businesses have been slow to ramp up their operations again or have closed permanently, leaving workers idled or searching for new jobs. Until the end of July, the national government sent an extra $600 a week to unemployed workers on top of less generous state jobless benefits. But Trump administration negotiators and opposition Democratic lawmakers have been unable to reach an agreement on how long to extend the federal benefit and for how much. The U.S. has sanctioned two former Lebanese cabinet ministers for allegedly supporting Hezbollah in Lebanon. The sanctions are the latest in a series of U.S. moves against the Iran-supported Shiite group following a devastating explosion in Beirut last month. U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement Tuesday that it has blacklisted former Lebanese Transportation Minister Youssef Fenyanis and former Finance Minister Ali Hassan Khalil for allegedly providing material and financial support to Hezbollah and engaging in corruption. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Belarus border officials say Maria Kolesnikova, a leading member of Belarus's opposition, was detained early Tuesday while trying to cross into neighboring Ukraine. The officials said Kolesnikova was traveling with two other opposition movement members, Anton Rudnikov and Ivan Kravtsov, who both successfully entered Ukraine. The circumstances of how the group ended up at the border were not immediately clear. Deputy Ukrainian Interior Minister Anton Garashchenko wrote on Facebook that what happened Tuesday was not a voluntary departure, but rather what he called a forced expulsion. Monday brought calls from Germany and Britain demanding Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko disclose Kolesnikova's location after reports she was seized by unidentified men in Minsk. Kolesnikova was the last of three women left inside Belarus who came together in the Opposition Coordination Council to try to defeat Lukashenko in an August 9th election. He was declared the winner, but opposition parties, along with the United States and the European Union, say the poll was rigged. Two news outlets say Myanmar soldiers have recounted gruesome details of the 2017 military campaign against Rohingya Muslims in northern Rakhine State that the United Nations has categorized as a genocide. The New York Times and the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation report that the two soldiers deserted the Myanmar army last month and spoke on camera in separate interviews about the crimes they witnessed and participated in. The soldiers said they carried out orders to shoot and kill every Rohingya Muslim they saw. They admitted being present as their fellow soldiers raped young girls and women and took part in burning down entire villages. The campaign launched in response to a series of attacks carried out by Rohingya militants on security outposts across Rakhine State, triggered one of the largest refugee crises in recent history. More than 700,000 Rohingya villagers fled across the border into neighboring Bangladesh to live in cramped, squalid refugee camps, where many remain. U.S. officials are considering broader restrictions against Chinese students attending American schools as part of a deepening standoff between the two countries. Last week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he hopes that China's government-funded Confucius Institutes, which have branches on American university campuses, will all be shut down by the end of next year. The crackdown may also target Chinese academics who relied on state funding for their overseas studies. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.